Blog Talk Radio.
It sounds like there's an echo, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up the conference line and I'll call back in. Hopefully there won't be an echo. I'll be back in a jiffy. Okay, great. It looks like the echo has been resolved. Well, this is Senator JPO, host of WPR Rebuttal, covering sides of the story, and it's about Wisconsin Public Radio and all the rest of that. Well, today it's not about anything that I've seen on Wisconsin Public Radio. Today's episode is much more personal here. Oh, here I am on the dashboard. Well, depending on what sequence in the stream this came back on air. Okay, so we just finished the introduction of this episode, and subject matter is, how can a dairy plant decline to hire a individual who has worked there on site as a so-called permatemp for 3 years with perfect attendance and without any reprimands, no write-ups, no complaints? Now consider that. Okay, so by then, this person has been working 3 years on site with folding boxes, packing cheese, and palletizing. And you might say, well, what about the other duties? I mean, some of those who are familiar, and I know a few of my listeners might work at the dairy plant I'm talking about. I won't mention it, the name of that plant, on the air, because I just want to keep this more of a generalizable thing, not to draw additional heat upon me, because obviously there must be some type of heat on me from the Knox and a job offer. But the whole point is I'm educating the public with this podcast to show that there's a lot of unfairness in the labor market, in that neither education nor strong work ethic are sufficient to open the doors. In other words, if obstinate people are in the role of hiring manager, they will lock you out of any real opportunities. And they'll say, oh, well, you should be so lucky to just fold boxes and stuff. But that's not the point. I mean, besides the lower pay, which, I mean, I'm earning enough to get by on, so I'm less insulted by a lower pay than I am about the idea that they believe I cannot do the job of the full position in terms of webbing the film onto the rollers to seal the cheese, in terms of operating the brine gates to let the cheese flow into the pack area in the right vat quantities, in terms of being able to operate the computer and change the vat number on the labels, which is a very simple process. In fact, I recite it on air. What you do is you go and you look at the case count, and when the case count of a certain number of containers, like if you're packing 8 bricks of 6 pounds each, then you're doing it for a whole run, then about case count 136, you go and change the video jet, and then case count 148, then you change the fusion scale labeler. So obviously I know what I'm doing. I just recited it on air, the exact process of what you do it, and it's really simple. All you do is you go and you click next vat. It says pallet has not been completed. Do you want to change vat anyway? You click yes, and it'll change over to that. And again, it's just one of those things where the people who are making decisions, they have their own imagination about things, but their imagination does not agree with reality. Reality is, yeah, I know how to do a job. I've proven I have the stamina to do a job. It's just that they won't let me do the job for their personal reasons. So at any rate, that's what happened, and 3 years of my life working there. Why make a good impression? Powers that be say, no, we're not going to allow you to do any type of real, full-fledged, permanent job in packaging or anywhere, because packaging is like the most entry-level position there. So it won't let you do packaging. It won't let you do anything, not intake, not table operator, none of those other fancier positions. And, it's kind of like, well, they acknowledge, though. They acknowledge, okay, through an intermediary, mind you. They didn't have the, they don't have the courage to say it to my face, okay, that they don't, they feel I'm not a good fit, because they know, for one thing, they would be unable to look me into the eye and say that I'm a poor fit. They would be unable to do so because, as I just explained on air, I'm a perfect fit. I hand-packed 20 tons of cheese in one day over a 12-hour shift as Tsar temps were leaving. And, in fact, none of the regulars ever packed that much cheese in one shift because they rotate every 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long it takes to pack a vat. But after every vat, the regulars go and rotate, so they're not all packing the same stuff all the time. So, at most, they're packing for maybe 1.5 hours continuously, because there are a few different things, like after you pack it, then you palletize it. So 45 minutes packing the logs into there, and then like provolone logs or maybe mozzarella bricks. Those are big products at that plant. And then behind you is the palletizing station. So essentially, you're only lifting for no more than 90 minutes at a time if you're a regular. If you're a temp like me, I mean, I'm lifting the whole time. I'm palletizing the entire time. And then if we rotate bricks, I'm also packing the bricks into the boxes. So in other words, I'm doing hard labor the entire time, and then they get to rotate and do some of the other things like operate the film roller, which I was referring to earlier. And everyone messes up on that every week. You can take what you believe to be the most special person, most gifted and talented person, and I guarantee he or she will mess up on the film roller every week, no matter how long they've been working there. So for the hiring manager to go and imagine, oh, well, Senator JPO wouldn't be able to go and web the film properly or keep it aligned, well, that's nonsense, because guess what? None of the regulars do that perfectly all the time either. And I've not seen any supervisor web the film, at least not in my time there. If they ever webbed the film, I mean, it was like back in the Stone Age. So, again, it's just their imagination. And I know in this podcast, I'm taking a few shots at them, at the hiring manager's credibility and judgment, because it is poor judgment for them to go and, well, first of all, lead me on. And they, I mean, if they were not going to lead me on, all they had to do was say, Senator JPO, this box folding and palletizing gig will never result in an offer. It will never result in us inviting you to apply for packaging. And if you do apply for a full packaging job, we won't seriously consider you because whatever reasons they have. I'm not sure what those would be, but my whole point is, the heat against me has predated this podcast. This podcast is merely exposing what's going on. So anyone else who's like, oh, hey, they're looking for a helper at the dairy plant, will realize, no, don't even temp at the dairy plant. Just fill out a direct application at their website, which they only do online applications now. And again, I'm not going to say the name of the dairy plant because I don't want this place to sue me. I doubt it would ever be successful if it did, but I don't want to waste my time trying to defend myself in court for this stuff. Because it's all true. It's just I would have to bring in and subpoena witnesses who can verify that, yeah, I hand-packed 20 tons of cheese in one day. That, yes, I have successfully changed the VAT in emergencies, and I operated a video jet, again, in emergencies without any on-the-spot instruction. I just carefully observed others, and while I packed the 20 tons of cheese, I actually received formal instruction on the video chat. And I just picked up how to change the fat from looking at how others did it too, because I can palletize so quickly and I can step aside and just look from a brief distance away as to what they're doing on the computer to change the labels. And I'm very familiar with all the other parts of their workflow. But again, it boils down to hiring managers. You know, it's their attitude, their contrarian, obstinate outlook that's preventing me from going anywhere at that company. So one of the things I advertise in the description of this podcast is, what's next for Senator JPO? Well, short answer is, I don't know. Longer answer is, I'm going to keep on helping part-time until whatever that next step is comes along. And again, that's another reason why I'm not naming the companies, because I want to just keep on doing this, despite my disappointment with the fact they'll never, ever consider me part of their corporate family. They'll never consider me to be belong with the other workers, even though I've proven that I can do the same stuff that they do. They ain't special people. It's just a mindset and mentality. You know, some of them, the hiring managers think they have an elite cadre. They don't. You know, their poo stinks and smells like anyone else's, and they're just trying to create the illusion of elitism, but they've been had. They've been exposed. Well, at any rate, that's all I really have to say for now. Future podcasts. Again, with my schedule being so erratic, I can't really say or predict what the next topics will be or if there'll be another episode next week. But again, the best method for consuming content from WPR Rebuttal is just browsing from time to time. You know, sometimes we'll have new stuff, sometimes we won't. Again, it's totally dependent on my schedule because it's a one-man operation. So, Senator JPO is signing off with WPR Rebuttal. Take care. Have a great weekend, and I'll be working again this weekend, as I always do. But yes, a lot of interesting things ahead. Very interesting times. Stay tuned.